Dear brothers and sisters, man is a conscious being. Ever since he is born, while 3 or 4 years old, child, you ask him who you are. He simply opens his eyes, opens his mouth, he feels something here. It's some consciousness of his own self, but he cannot explain. As he grows in years, the outer impressions he receives through eyes, through ears, and through other outgoing faculties. Then you ask him after some time who you are, he says, I am Mr. Joseph, I am Smith, I am Khan, I am Singh, I am such and such. Those impressions he receives, he begins to feel them like that. Again, when he grows more old, then you ask him who you are, he says, I am a Christian, I am a Sikh, I am a Mohammedan, I am a Jew. Look, the child which has got little consciousness at the age of 3 years or so, he forgets all the difference. He is so much influenced by the outer impressions, he forgets his consciousness, he simply says, such and such, and such and such. You follow my point? So masters came and they unraveled the mystery of life. Who you are, what you are. So all these advanced man has got 3 aspects, you see. It's physical, it has got intellect, but he is conscious being, he is a conscious entity. So we have made so much advancements in the physical way, in the intellectual way, and we have succeeded to a great extent to control the forces of nature and to press them into our service. But unfortunately, this control has come to us before gaining self-knowledge, knowing oneself, who we are, what we are, knowing oneself and our relation to humanity all around. So whatever discoveries we made and whatever inventions we have designed for the service of mankind are being turned instruments of destruction. That is why, because we have founded all these things before knowing ourselves, who we are. If we have known what are connected with other bodies, we are all conscious beings. God is all consciousness. We are doves of the ocean of all consciousness. We are all brothers and sisters in God. Had we known this relation, realized this relation, then all these discoveries that we have made, these would have gone to help us in service of the mankind. But as we have got these things before knowing ourselves, that is all this, they are turning for the destruction of mankind. So we want, instead of living peace based on fraternal love and goodwill, mutual trust and respect for each other as children of the same Father. This could have been achieved. All these discoveries and inventions we have got now in hand, you know very well. Physically we know so much how this physical body can be kept fit. We've got so many patties from that. Oldest is the Ayurvedic, then comes the Yunani system, then comes allopathic, homeopathic, naturopathy, electronic treatment that keeps our body fit, of course. How diseases arise, how those can be set aside, we have wonderful progress there. Intellectually we have advanced wonderfully, you know, that is before us. We can hear and see from thousands of miles who speaks, what he sees through the radio, the television. We can go around the world in hours. We are reading the moon, we are reaching other planets. With all these advancements, we are not happy. The reason why the third side, which is our own self, very self, which is conscious entity, we know little or practical nothing about our own self. We know only that much what is given in scriptures, or we are written books, and nothing more. So this could have been achieved, the purpose could have been achieved for finding out all these outer discoveries and inventions made for the good of humanity, had we known ourselves first. So is it possible to know ourselves? Master says, yes. So the question arises, the preacher says, what is the knowledge of which makes everything else known? What is that knowledge? And they reply, knowledge of the beyond. That is paravidya. The Master says, knowledge of the high self, the true man, the paravidya, are the knowledge of the beyond. This is one side. The other side is the exotic, what is called aparavidya. So aparavidya consists, you see, of an ethical and moral life and certain practices, certain rituals, certain performances considered necessary for obtaining the knowledge of the beyond. These are elementary. Now you see, we go to churches, we light the candle. We worship, we ring the bell. We perform certain things that way and that way. But now the man without what is the secret behind, what for these things stand, unless we know that, we are not satisfied. So we have been following all this, the awakening there. The man of today wants what? Something which can satisfy him in a well-defined, clear-cut science, capable of verification by his own experience. They say God is light. They light candle. You see? They ring bells. You find in a place every worship is the two symbols in God. What for they stand? If you tell us, then God, when he wanted many, there was vibration. And vibration is also two things, light and sound. So God is light, God is nada, God is the music of the spheres, reverberating in all creation. For symbols of that we keep for the purpose of worship in churches, in temples, in all other holy places of worship. So we have been calling that ours. We have been reading scriptures. What do they contain? Those are what masters had the knowledge of the beyond. They stepped into the beyond, they rose above body consciousness, knew themselves. Whatever experience they had, they put it down for our guidance in the scripture. Now scripture tells us there is a world beyond. God is light, he is reverberating everywhere. So we have been going on that without seeing ourselves. So man of today wants to know, and every time you see any wicked man would like to have, what is it all? We have been for years doing all that. So we have seen that light, we have been lighting candles in the sweet memories of God as a symbol of God. It is not the light of God, it is the symbol of God we have got before us. So unless we see the light itself, it's just like, excuse me if I say that the masters have put it, this is just like a blind man who says God is light, God is reverberating all creation, but he has not seen it. Simply goes on what he has read in books or heard. Of course, these are good actions, you see, because they are performed in the sweet memories of God. But real experience is something else. You are the doer. As you saw social degree. So unless you see that power working all through, that he is the doer, not we, then all the performances is just like preparation of the way, preparing the way for that. Aparavidya is the preparatory ground for paravidya. But for all these outside, man becomes not satisfied after all what has been. So, the man of the today is not satisfied with the, unless he sees something well defined and clear cut thing which he can verify by his own experience. We should try to see and hear with our own ears and hear with our own ears rather than the eyes and ears of others. What you read in scriptures, it is what they have seen, they have heard, not we. That is for only guidance, for our guidance, that such and such like that. But unless we see for ourselves, we cannot be convinced. So for that, the question comes of man knowing oneself. Is it possible for self-analysis, knowing oneself? So we will have to go in the mystery of the man, what is he? Master did come, they did solve the mystery of man and found, and as common sense stands, that man is composed of body, intellect. So we are blood physically, intellectually, wonderfully, as I just submitted to you. But we are not happy with all these advancements, because we know little or nothing practically about our own self. Who we are, what is the relation to all mankind around us, and what is connection with some power controlling all creation, and also controlling us in the body. So that is why I just submitted the small white figures, and you ask who you are, he opens his eyes, he opens his mouth, he feels something. But as he goes in the earth, out of impressions he receives, he forgets all that. The reason is, our soul is under the command of mind, and control is under the, mind is in the control of outgoing faculties. Outgoing faculties are identified with the body and outside things so much so that you have forgotten also. Now you will find, we have forgotten our son, we are under great delusion, I will say optical illusion. Body is made of matter, it is changing. World around us is also made of matter, that is also changing at the same speed as our body is changing. As we are identified with the body, when two things are changing at the same speed, and we are identified with it, we see it is all stationary. When you come out of this illusion, you see everything changing. So for that reason, Master gave out, all Masters, whether he came in the East or the West, that must know this. They said, Greek philosophers, they said in their own language, O man, know thyself, who you are, what you are. You don't see your tongue. Old philosophers, Latin philosophers, also gave out the same thing. Nasi tipsa. Persian philosophers, they say the same thing. The ultimate goal of all knowledge is to know self. He says, we have known so much about our physical body. We have known so much about intellectual ways. But if we are not known our own about our own self, then the epithet they give us is that we are fools. We are ignorant. So man has to dwell all around, physically, intellectually, and spiritually. Other saints come, Guru Nanak says, unless you analyze yourself from mind and matter, and you do not know by self-analysis, all this delusion cannot go. You cannot see the world going in its right perspective. So we are here, you see. Man is the highest in all creation. All masters have spoken very highly about it. It is said to be next to God. Angels are asked to go down before the man body. It is a wonderful house we live in. But strange enough, we've got so many apertures in the man body. Two of the eyes, two of the nostrils, two of the ears, mouth, and two of the knees. With these open doors, we cannot run away out of it. The body works so long as we are in the body. And we are in the body so as long as we are controlled by some higher power in the body. Otherwise, we could have run away out of it. That power which controls us in the body is God power, God in His special power, which has created all creation, all universe, which controls our universe and permeates our universe. So that power also within us, and we also reside in the same body. But man body has been given us as a golden opportunity in which we can analyze ourselves and know ourselves first. Because if you know, to know that God which is controlling us, pervading all creation, then we must know ourselves first. To knowing oneself is the first step. God cannot be known by the intellect and the outgoing faculties. It can be known by soul, which is of the same essence as that of God. God is all consciousness and we are conscious being. When we are analyzed by mind, outgoing faculties and body, rise above body consciousness, we will see that power is controlling us in the body. So first step is know self. To knowing self is in two ways. One, we generally do at the level of feeling or drawing inferences. That would you say, it is my body, it is my outgoing faculty, so it is my eyes. Now the point is, see, here's my spectacle. I can put it on. It is mine. Here's my watch. I can put it on. Here's my handkerchief. I put it on. Here's my coat. I can put it on. We say, it is my mind. Can my body? Can you put it? We say it is mine, not I am not the body, I have the body. But can we put it up? We see it is my outgoing faculty. Can you control the outgoing faculty by working on it? So this is a matter of self-analysis. How to rise above these outgoing faculties? How to rise above this man body? So this is man body, the highest in all creation. It is considered to be next to God. It is a wonderful house in which we live. It. Some power is controlling us in the body. That power we have to know, and that is called God into spiritual power, which controls all creation and controls us also in the body. So truly speaking, so man is the true temple of God, in which we live, and that power that controls us in the body also lives. Is it possible to analyze oneself, to rise above body consciousness? That is all masters see, yes. When you are where all the world loves is, and there the religion starts. Paravidya means knowledge of the beyond. So master gave out that the remedy for all ills of the day, as well as the key to know ourselves. So Master tells us always, they divide, O man, body is the temple of God, outer churches were made after the model of man body. Hindu temples are made dome shaped, headlight, and they are put in two symbols of God into expression power, which is light and sound. As I submitted that when God wanted one wish to be many, there was vibration, and vibration results in two things, light and sound. So God is light, and God is, we become Ishwar, voice of God. So that power we are. God is all light and we are the children of light. Outer model was made for the beginners to know what is within you. God is within you, and you are also in your body, in the true temple of God. God exists in the form of light and sound. Churches were made after the man body, long, nose-shaped. They put in there also the same symbol, two symbols, light and sound. Now, you will find in the temple, mosque was made after the man body, forehead-shaped. Other churches, you will find the two symbols are put there, light and sound. You worship, you light the candle, you bring the bowl. This is something to show that man body in which you live, that is the true temple of God, is you. Withdraw from outside and rise above body, because you will find it there. It is already there. So we are light, children of light. That is why it is enjoined, take heed that the light within you is not darkness. It is enveloped by covering of mind and matter. If you shake off those, you see light. Light is there. It's only a matter of shaking off the sheets of the man god. So man got so many coverings, you see, physical order there got, you see, physical is there, pranic is there, there are so many other sheets. So we have got human bodies according to the macrocosm. So macrocosm is in the microcosm of the man body. They are playing their physical lesser in cause. So first step starts there when you rise above physical body. This is knowing oneself first. This is a harder cover to shake now. But that is the first step. So Master Sahib said, well, learn to die so that you may be living. It is just something. Now you find churches, so these are for the beginners to show that such like light is and such like sound is within you. So man, unless he sees for himself what is what, he cannot be convinced. But all masters say this, and the key to success to find himself first and then know God is know oneself. So knowing oneself is a matter of self-analysis, rising our body consciousness and outgoing faculties, the experience of which, demonstration of which can be given by a competent master who is adept in that way. In outer knowledge, you see, there are so many subjects. We sit by the in the feet of those who are adept in those subjects. All those knowledges, outer knowledges, exhaustive side, we need somebody who is expert on the way to guide us, to help us. What about that knowledge which is beyond all this? When you rise above body consciousness, with the world philosophy, then there the religion starts. Religion means we, means back, leads you to bind. To bind back ourselves with God. This is religion. But yoga also comes from the same word, root, yud, means to connect ourselves with God, unite us. It is already there. Why can't you feel now? Because we are so the outer expression of which is called attention. You see? The attention is identified with the body, outgoing faculties and outgoing desires. So much so that you have forgotten ourselves. The only remedy is what? To know ourselves practically. The demonstration which can be given by your master, by you initially. You have also, I think, must have observed in your daily life, when a man is sitting in very much absorbed in some thought, somebody calls you once, twice, thrice. You do not hear. He comes up to you, "Well, dear friend, I have called you so many times. You have not replied," he says, my attention was absorbed from you." What does it mean? Sometimes your eyes are open, you are absorbed in thought, somebody passes by you, you don't recognize who has come or not. All this shows, unless our attention is with the ear or eyes, we cannot hear, we cannot see. So, knowing oneself, what does it mean? It means we draw in our outside attention from all outside and from the outgoing faculties, take it to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eye, where the soul of the dying man leaves the body, and eyes are upturned at the back of the eye. At the time of death, Saint Plutarch tells us, those who are initiated into the mystery of the beyond, they have got the same experience as a man has at the time of leaving the body at the time of death. So this is a process of withdrawal from all outside and rising about body consciousness. This is how we know ourselves. Why can't we do our own self? Because we are identified with mind, outgoing faculties, intuition, so much so that we have forgotten. And all practices, all methods, all performed rituals and other things, they all relate to the outgoing faculties, mind and intuition, or what. So there needs somebody who can give us a boost without attention from all outside, raise up from the body, bring it to the feet of the soul at the back of the eyes, and open your eyes up. So we can see God. Which God? Absolute know. God into expression power, which is light. And all scriptures tell us, he can be seen with what eye? If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. When is that? This is called single eye, or third eye, or latent eye, or the Shiva Netra. That opens only when your attention is withdrawn from outside. Attention is outgoing, going outward expression of the soul. When that is withdrawn from outside and from withdrawn from the body below, and is riveted whole at the seat of the soul in the body, and there that eye opens. This is a process of knowing oneself, practical. Not at the level of feelings or dry influences. So both are subject to error, seeing them above. So modern man wants to see what is heard, what is given in the scriptures, unless he sees, he is not convinced. So most of the people are fed up with the outer performance are meant for something, preparation of the ground. But unless some are there to explain what is what, they only go on like a letter of the rule, the letter of the rule, do the spirit. These are facts, require preparation to higher knowledge, but those who preach also there are ignorance, that's a pity. These religions came to being when? Outer religions, I mean, when masters left the sea. Those who met them, they also solved the mystery of non-life, they knew themselves and knew yourself. These formations were raised with a very noble purpose, so that many people may derive benefit from joining that school. formation. As long as there were practical people who could give you demonstrations of all these things, it was going all right. For as time passes, for want of practical people, and further, from the day the space preaching has started, you see, this preaching was only for those people who found some mystery, solved the mystery, and could explain practically to the other people. Now it has become a profession excuse. Knowledge resulted in the same formation, resulted in stagnation, and stagnation resulted in deterioration. Men come up, Master, well, dear friends, you're going to meet. What is all this for? God is light. We are the children of light. We are all born in the same way. With all privilege, like the same outer sensation, inner sensation. We have got bodies, we have got intellect, but we are conscious entities. We have known so much about physical body, intellect, but no literal or nothing. Practically, have what the mind is. Theoretical, we don't know. But unless you rise above body consciousness, how can you see? Masters come to open our eyes. Quran says, may God sealed our eyes and ears, we are standing on here. And the Master come to open those seals from the eyes and from the ears, so they will be able to see and to hear. So when you come to the Masters, you see, our inner eyes close, so to say it. I mean, spiritually we are blind. In the Master's terminology, blind means whose inner eye is not open. Not that were two, not two eyes on the forehead, but whose inner single eye is not open. So we come to the Master, you see, first you don't see, we are blind, inner, and you close it, you don't see anything. When you are sitting, you begin to see something. What? Light of God? You begin to hear the music of the spheres. We are deaf before. He opens those things. This is what Christ also said, I have come, what for? To make those people see who do not see, and those who see, they may be blind. What does that mean? We see outside, so our attention is here. When it is withdrawn from that, you do not see anything outside. If you draw your attention within ourselves, that darkness is thin, and you see that. So these are practical things, you see. Awakening is coming always, men awaken minds, they revolt. They are not satisfied with mere blindly following only rituals. They must be put before them what these stand for. Pity it is, the outer temples, churches and other places of worship, they have overrided the true temple of God. I would say like that. True temple of God is man body. Models were made outside, showing such light and such a sound within you. This was meant for the beginner. Those inner eyes were not opened as yet. For those whose eyes are open, for them the man body is the true temple of God. So unless you rise above body consciousness, as I told you, withdraw your attention from all outside and from the body below, and you know yourself, only then the inner eyes open, you see the light of God. So for that you will see what is required, ethical life. If you are too much given up to the outside world, how can you draw our attention from there? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So for that we see now, you see, can we see that thing? General question put to the Master. They say yes, you can see him now. But with proper guidance and help. When you are given something to start with, some capital to start with, if any man comes up to give you a very wonderful talk on business lines, But those who are given that talk, poor fellow has got no money, you must give them some capital to start with. So, this matter of knowing oneself, the practical demonstration to be given by some adept on the way, call him by any name, who is world made flesh, who sees and can make you see. This is all masters, everywhere, in all sickness is laid down. If you want to see God, open your inner eye and know yourself first, then you see the open eye, inner eye, open and see God. Come to somebody who sees and who has seen and made you see. If he himself doesn't know, truly speaking, he cannot give you the right interpretation of the scriptures also. But scriptures contain only what the old masters saw and gave out. Now the right interpretation can be given only by someone who has seen or sees. And we are not convinced unless we see our own selves. So the criterion of a master is given as given by scripture is what? Who can give you a demonstration how to rise up above body consciousness, know yourself, open your inner eye, see, begin to live. And you testify it is so. It is not something to be given to you later on in life or after death. Where's the proof that you will have it after all? The body in hand is better than two in the bush. So master give out something to start with the very first day, and then we have to dwell further. And give, he says, stop no further. Past action reactions go on. Stop, you make your life clean. For that he advises what? Die. So my purpose is, proper guidance helps we can know God. So word made flesh only can give you God. Word is the controlling power us in the body. It is the God incorporation power. So teachings of the masters are what? Sum up to man-making. Man-making not only physically, not only intellectually, but spiritually too. We have, of course, known ourselves physically, intellectually also. But we have known little or nothing. For that is in all master sense. So there are some cornerstones to have these, to know oneself and know God later. So first thing is to know oneself. Unless we have known ourselves, we can't like and know the light. So this is first argument. For that everywhere you find all masters have given reference to these things. Christ gave out, except you be born in you, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God cannot be had by observation, it is in your very fingers. Unless you draw from outside, you see, how can see that? It is we who have to see it. And we, the outer expression of which is not, attention is identified with the world outside, how can see within, which is controlling us in the body? I am looking at you in front, but I don't look behind. Unless see behind, what is it? How can you see what is behind? There is something like this here. Our attention is to be riveted. This is truly speaking no oneself. When you see some power is working. So for that you have to rebound. One is this man body, the other is the beyond. Knowledge of the beyond, that was the reply. By knowing which, nothing else remains to be known. So master gives you him, but you have that second birth at the feet of the master. They give you a demonstration of that. You must be reborn. Now, once you do also, twice born, this is it. In the old days, 5 years, 7 years old children, 9 years old children were made twice born. They were given Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra means praise, it's a prayer, O God, raise us above these bodies. Open your eye to see the rays of the sun, rise up to the sun, O God. Direct our attention to that. This is a prayer. The demonstration of this light was given to 5 years, 7 years, 9 years old children. That ritual still stands among Hindus. They are made twice born, children are made twice born. They are given the same mantra, but no demonstration. That is why all masters have said, learn to die, so that you may be intelligent. To die means just leaving the body at zero while alive. It's the same process as one man at the time of leaving the body. When you have that, you are not to die forever. I mean, in actual death, the silver cord which is based at the and the reaction like past is broken, you are not to return. But in this you can come and go. Those who know how to come and know oneself, know over God, there is no fear of death. What is that? It is leaving this physical body and going into the beyond. Sunset this way, rising the other way. But it is for those who have sat at the feet of the Master, they can rise above body consciousness, regularly, daily. That is the thing, boss, I die daily. Only if you take cross daily, you are not my disciple, Christ said, isn't it? Unless you take cross daily, you are not my disciple. Disciples are those who leave everything, take cross daily. Take crossing daily means rise up. So these are some things, you see, given in the scriptures very, which can be had practically at the feet of somebody who knows that you can be wanting a demonstration of that. So for that there are some cornerstones, you see, and that is first is satsang. Meeting, sitting at the feet of those who have solved the mystery of life, who see God and they see you. They see the God in you, and open your inner eye, a single eye, to see the God of the spiritual power which is light in the form of light itself. And they tell us one thing, not only give a lecture on that, they give you a practical demonstration how to rise above body consciousness. The same process that you got at the time. For that, naturally, we cannot rise above body consciousness unless we are not attached to the world too much. So, an ethical life is required for that. If you have given up to voluptuous way of living, how can we love anybody? So truth is above all, and true living is still above truth. That's the keynote to know oneself. The other step comes for keynote is to sit at the feet of the Master, orated on the way. And third thing, to follow implicitly what he says. He will give you something to start with, you have to dwell further. That's not the end all, ABC starts only. When the world flashes, then this religion starts, ABC of the religion starts. So go on, it is just the beginning, I say. Then there's the astral body, there's the causal body, there's the supukadi. You have to go beyond, shake off all these bodies in which we are enveloped. So these are the, that is why, you see, we don't like to die. Nobody wants to die. We want to live here for some time more. Why? Because we do not know how to leave the body. Death is no bugbear, it is leaving. Man, body, rise above. I have come from India, no more there, I am here, you see. I have left that place. Things have leave this physical body and rise above it. That is why, if daily I have come already twice, now I am not afraid of coming up here, because I know there is a place, my friend is there, you see. There is something like that. Though the Master gives you the demonstration of this rising above body consciousness, first thing, ABC. And for that, as you know, the key to knowing oneself is ethical life. To sit at the seat of Master, have a democracy, and live by according to command. If you love me, keep my commandments. This is what Christ said. If you do not take cross daily, then you are not my disciple. These are the things, even all masters in their own language. As you are conversant with the Bible teaching, these are the same. I have written one book, you see, Naam Arvard, giving quotation from all scriptures, original quotations. You find the same thing. This is basic teachings of all masters. So, of course, there are two knowledges. One is on the exalted side, which is called Apravinya, which is called in the Sofina by the Mohammedans, and the inner knowledge is called Paravidya, of the beyond, that starts only when you rise above body consciousness. So long as we do not rise above body consciousness, we are strangers to the life beyond. So we are afraid of, as I told you, why we are afraid of dying, why we want to live here, because we do not know how to leave the body. All glory and beauty lies within you. If you are given a demonstration of it and you daily practice to rise, you die daily, then it is pleasure to go. Kabir said, people when they hear the name of death, they are terrified. And when I hear the name of death, I am overjoyed. See? It's still playing in more rituals than the physical, and the cause is still more. So this is the keynote to knowing oneself. And that has been the teaching of all masters who came in the past years, that's why. So we want to start with something to start with. And this is one for all mankind, whether you wear on the labels of one religion or the other, that makes no difference.
We have 20 minutes for questions and discussion, and then 5 minutes for a blessing. If anyone has a question to ask of the Master, thank you. You teach that God is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss, and that He has form.
What do you think? I'll not follow. What do you think?
Is God Satchitananda? You teach that God is Satchitananda.
Yes, it means Sat means eternal, it means all wisdom. Ananda means Lord Jai, and our soul, we have got in our soul the same three aspects. Yeah, we have got reflection of that in our soul.
Fine. The last part of the question was, do you teach that God is form? Form.
God is form, God is formless, and God is even beyond both these. When God is absolute, nobody says. When it came to expression, some form is taken, light or whatever it is, you might say, and when that materializes in man body, so something like that.
Another question here toward the front. When you reach eternal life, while this earth, in this body, can anyone take it away from you?
If anybody, Master, has met us, did not Christ say, what I have seen and shown in anybody, nobody has any power to pluck him away from me? So, word made flesh, you see, when he gives you something to start with, that is never, he will never pass away, never perish, that remains. What? This is with the grace of God, people are having it, of course, and with the grace of my Master. They are having so far. not me, but the God in me, you see, and the grace of my mother.
I see number 10, don't remember where they were.
Self-evident facts are human. Then reason is given to see if you heard the talk attentively. This has been explained, I think, more than half an hour. Why do you not see? Why master make us see and how to see? There we draw our attention from outside and from the body below, raise up to the level of the eye level, where the single eye opens. When until that eye is open, you cannot see light. If there is somebody who gives you a sitting and make open that inner, you see light. Because our attention, which is the outer expression of our soul, that is not withdrawn from outside, and risen above body consciousness, that eye is not open, we cannot see light. I explained that thing just now, quoting Christ's words, I have come to make people see who do not see, and those who see, they may be blind. This is attention, you see, diverted from outside and withdrawn from the body. When you rise up, you see light. But if you can do yourself, then it's good. If not, have the instruction of some experience with somebody who can give you, then the God in him will be able to give you. I think I have
been. Yes. In what form and shape have you seen God?
I told you, look here, all this has been explained, you see. God in the expression power, two aspects of which is light and sound, that you see. In which that manifests, that form sometimes come up, who is working in us, in which is manifest. We have not visualized, that comes of itself where God is working. God makes arrangement to come, bring you in contact with that. Is working not?
Question was back there.
That is why.
I'm not sure that you'll understand. No, I don't need that.
Well, I think you better.
All right. Master says that when you come to the eye focus or the seat of the soul, which is the inner eye, and you meditate at this point,
attention will draw from outside. Attention will draw
from outside. From outside. In other words, in meditation is a form of prayer, as we all know. Everything from the eye center down, you block out with your mind first. Then you control the mind and look with your soul, with your entity, into the darkness, which is here. And your God Self will raise you up and give you light. And as you move upward, you will hear the sound. There are special ways to do this. But this is the approach to it.
But they want to let them come in meditation of up to heaven.
Yes, if you wish.
Yes, most of
them. We have a meditation tomorrow at the Palmer House and one at the the Adams Ballroom. And you see, you can do this in your own religion. You don't have to change your religion or or move out of your own faith in any way to do this.
This is the basic teachings of all masters.
It's the basic teachings of all religions, is to know your own God self so that you are becoming an example. Master said this morning that you are a drop of the ocean of all consciousness. And this, there's no way you can be separated from God. It's just a question of finding out how to get closer.
Practical things can be had by seeing practical. It has happened.
There's a question back there. If you are an initiate, and your children are, and they will not do the meditations, what can you do about it?
What?
It says that they're an initiate and their children are initiates, but they won't meditate.
Then what to do? They send all children to me then. Look here, one thing. You have brought up children, and you cannot make them sit for that versus what are your, may I be more blunt, what are you, people like you having parents, you see, those who not set example for the children and make them do something politely, friendly and lovingly. So that example is better than beside. If you sit down, children will only copy. They will begin to
show us a copy.
Show me a copy.
Yeah.
If you sit and meditate, they will come to copy you. Yes. Who are the Maharishi?
If you take, I mean, responsibility to make him sit morning and evening, and just adhere to the strict vegetarian diet, you are well. You say 14 year child can be initiated, this is what the question is. Is it? Yes, I told you.
Another one. How can you still your mind to meditate?
Look here, mind is, you see, after enjoyment. If you give me more enjoyment elsewhere, you will leave these outer enjoyments and enjoy that. You give me more bliss. That is within you, giving you a demonstration. If you attach there, mind will never come out.
If you continue to let your mind wander and have its way, there is no limit to what the mind will demand of you. You are the entity, the soul is the boss of the mind. The mind is an instrument. Make it work for you. Do not be a slave to it. Block it out. Give it the order. It will obey. It takes time.
More, if you get more bliss inside, not the other way.
More bliss when you go inside than when you let it go outside.
Does your name have a meaning in English, Kripal Singh?
Yeah.
What does it mean in English?
Names carry no meaning, you see. Kripal Singh means gracious, that's all, merciful.
the blessed name of Kripal Singh. Kripal Singh is mercy or compassion. And Singh means a lion. Lion of mercy and compassion. That is his name. Also, I would like to answer further the question, how God appears in what form? God always appears in the form of the Master who is alive on earth. So when great Master Kripal Singh prayed and went to different places, couldn't find. So he prayed to the Lord Almighty that if there is any living Master on earth, he should appear to me. His prayers were heard, and great Master Baba Savan Singh started appearing to him in his vision for 7 years before he could meet him on the physical plane. So this is the beauty and the grace that the God sent his son on this planet, and then he appeared who are seeking for him. But that's the power of the God.
This is I replied that yes. God directs to the man in which is manifested.
The word was made flesh, and it is also recorded in the history that one master who is alive can take 1 million people with him to the Father's home. He has so much power and love and grace that he gives the same.
The God in him. The God in him, of course.
Yes, God in him. So I just for a second I say how the Master come on this earth, the Supreme Father, his heart is moved. That why my children are crying for him? There should be a Master. So first for a second I would like to sing, you see.
They won't follow the language. They won't follow the language. Don't laugh, don't laugh. There's no question laughing.
Can there be several such masters at any one time on
that
planet?
Master?
Can there be several such masters at any
time? There can be no harder partial against it, you see, because Master is the word made flesh. Word can manifest anywhere. Word is the Master, not the Son of Man, but the Son of Man is spirit in which he manifests. So light is the same, bulb will work. The many bulbs be lit by that light. There's no other one. It shows that habit.
I'm sure that you realize that one Master cannot restrict the power of God. The Masters respect all other Masters and work with them to elevate mankind. I think your answer to that is that if you know the books that Masters have written, you'll know that there are several Masters on the earth at different times. And I'm sure that God can do this anytime He wishes.
Yes. There's no order.
No argument.
Is it a mistake to think of God or to worship God as a person?
God, you see, formless, with form. And both beyond form and formless. When it materializes, it manifests in any human pole, we respect him naturally. Bulb is one fuse, the other photon, the other. There are so many bulbs. The bulb in the light is connected. From that you can get light. We are the worship of the light in man, not the Son of Man.
Worship the light in man, but not the Son of Man.
We respect that thing which that bulb is, that light is working.
Respect the Son of Man.
And you'll find a such like man where they lived, they became the places of pilgrimages.
Wherever these men live, you find their place of pilgrimage.
All this will be solved when you know yourself. That was the subject today. And knowing oneself comes when you rise above body consciousness. That's a practical demonstration. When you see, you testify yourself what is what, life, God is life. When you see for your own self, no testament required. And that's the criterion of a master, that you should not believe him unless you see that with your own eyes and hear that with your own ears. That's the criterion of a master.
When you go within and see your own God self and go up, these questions are all answered. And now I wonder, I'm going to turn the microphone back to your very wonderful minister, and I hope that we can have a few moments of silence.
Sit down. Yeah?
Will you give us the blessing?
Yes, yes.
You
are it.
Oh.
You are it.
We can be here all the time. You are so seldom with us.
Oh, my blessings are with you. God bless you all. What I didn't know, I put before you in my talk about 50 minutes. Just if you're not part of it, you may have personal interviews to clarify more things. Or attend the talks which are to be given not tonight and tomorrow and day after. Also attend the meditation hours if you want to see things for your own self that will give you something to convince you that there is light within you and not there. Somebody asked the master, how can the outer faculty be inverted? He said, better sit down and see. So this is a practical question, you see, one for all. Man knows thyself. Whether you are wearing the label of one school of thought, the other, that makes no difference. That shows only in which school of thought you are giant to know God. But to know God, you must know yourself first. This is the first step. This is the, what is it? What is that? By knowing which all else becomes known. This is knowing oneself. The whole thing, ABC spirituality, starts when you know yourself. When the world philosophy ends, there the religion starts. Truly. Read is back, give you to mind. To bind back your soul to God. In a nutshell, it is all that. But it's a practical question to be seen practically, not decided by intellectual wrestling. Intellectual phase helps to understand things. Once you understand, then have it practical. So my blessings are for you. I pray God, may God draw you nearer to Him from day to day, wherever you are.
Shalom, love and peace. Amen.
We are all brothers and sisters in God.